Wake up. It's the morning motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Is this my mic on? Good morning. Can you guys hear me? Let me know in the comments. Oh, good morning, you guys. I don't know if you guys can hear me because my mic doesn't look like it's on. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Is my mic on? Can you guys hear me? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Let me know in the comments if you guys can hear me. Okay. I hope you guys are doing great. Hope you guys are doing well. Let me see. It's not on. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Can you guys? Okay, we can hear you. Okay, cool. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. How are you? I am well. I'm back in the basement, back in the studio. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For whatever reason, my mic, normally the mic is on, but it's not on today. But I hope you guys are having a beautiful and blessed day. I hope you guys had a beautiful Resurrection Sunday. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Happy Ramadan. For some of you all are smack dab in the middle of it. I hope you guys are doing great. I'm super excited to start off this week's session of this week's book. So I had the title wrong. We are going to read The Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. Excuse me. I thought I had that book because I listened to the Audible. I don't, but I am ordering it, or I may have it. I need to look for it. But we are reading The Science of Getting Rich this week. And we are going to dive deep, 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 deep into mindset of money, y'all, because we have to get out here and get this money. It is our responsibility, not only as people, but as Black folks, especially those who are watching who are of color, to secure the bag, and not just for ourselves, but for our legacies, for everything that we want to achieve and accomplish in God's alignment with our lives, is all a part of being rich and being abundant and being wealthy, is all a part of that journey. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about how to get on the road to that, get our minds right. We're going to talk about a whole, this week is going to be really money focused. So if you get uncomfortable, good. If you're uncomfortable about talking about money, if you're uncomfortable about, thinking that you can be wealthy, if you have a poverty mindset, some of us may not even know we have a poverty scarcity mindset, but we're going to get that together today. So I want you guys to get your questions out. I want you guys to have notes this week because we're going to dive deep, and we're not going to stop with this book. We're going to continue on because this message is super, super important. It's super serious to me. It's something that I've been behind the scenes working on myself before I bring it to you guys. And I'm also developing something for you all, so you guys can have physically from me to help you through this process as well. It's just not quite done yet, but when it is, I will let you guys know. Good morning. So I'm going to go through the morning shout outs after the morning prayer. But again, I hope you guys have had a beautiful and blessed weekend. For those of you who were new and caught Morning Motivation last week or the end of last week, I was in California with my family. We had a little technical difficulties, but thank you guys for showing up, and thank you guys for rocking with your girl. And thank you guys who came back to the second recording, who pushed through for me. I really, really, really appreciate it, because when you guys show up, it just gets me pumped up to show up even more. So thank you. Do not forget to give these videos a thumbs up. Do not forget to subscribe to this channel if you have not. Good morning. Good morning. And do not forget to tell me where you're from if you are new. This is your first time watching me. Hello, I'm Brittany. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Motivator crew. Good morning, and I hope you guys are blessed. Grand rising, good afternoon and good night if you are watching internationally. We are going to go ahead straight into the morning prayer, and then I'm going to go to the shout out. So make sure you guys are loading up the comments, the live stream chat box, so I can say good morning to you all. So all right, you guys, let's get into the morning prayer. I'm gonna breathe. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up again today for another day. Thank you for allowing us to fellowship together and learn the lessons that you have sent down for us to learn. I pray that every roadblock, mindset block, and mental shift around money that needs to happen today happens today for myself and for your children, dear Heavenly Father. And I pray that everyone on this live takes at least one nugget home with them, and they take this information and they do more research for themselves. And then they really, 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 truly develop a rich, abundant mindset and lifestyle for themselves. And all these things I ask in your darling son Jesus' name, I pray, amen. And if you are not spiritual or religious, or you have another religious or spiritual practice, that is totally fine. I hope that it was okay that I prayed for you anyway. Everybody's welcome here on Morning Motivation. So I'm going to go to the morning shout outs because y'all are back in full effect. And I'm so excited to talk to you guys today. So good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Being Meech. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Aubrey. Good morning, Brandy. Thank you guys for letting me know. Good morning, Tyra. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Miss Debbie. Good morning, Patrice. Good morning, Sydney. Good morning, KB. Good morning, Apple Dumpling. Yes, I'm so happy to hear that. Good morning, Ashley. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. And good morning, Shima, Shedmod. Okay, you guys, so what was I going to say? Oh, I was going to tell y'all something. I hate when that happens. Oh, this is what I was going to say. For those of you who are in my group coaching program, we're halfway through it. We are going to dive. We have a whole section about money, mindset, and all of that. So do not worry. You guys are going to get the sneak peek and the first piece of what I have coming to everybody. So if you guys are in my group coaching, you guys are in for a treat. And if you guys need coaching or anything like that, then stay tuned. I got y'all. Just let me know if you guys need something like that. Their name is Lo. Okay. Hello. Hi, Miss. Hi, Yolanda. I'm excited about this topic. Me too. Hello. Good morning. Good morning, Grace by Abundance. Hello. I am well, and I hope you guys are too. I hope you guys are ready. I hope you guys are drinking your water, drinking your tea. Oh, we got, man, I got some. I'm not even going to talk about it. I ain't gonna talk about it. I'm just going to let y'all see because I'm pumped. I'm super excited. I've been reading a lot, growing a lot, and I cannot wait to share what I've been learning and everything with you guys. But before we dive into the book, so the book that we're reading today is The Science of Getting Rich. We are reading The Science of Getting Rich. It is super important. I want you guys to hear me. It is super important that we get our finances in order, and not just in order. We need to live abundantly. That means we have to get into a mindset. A mindset shift needs to happen for us, a lot of us, right? We got to get into a mindset of seeking out money, attracting money, attracting opportunities, aligning with God first, aligning with what we're here to do, right? Finding our purpose, aligning with what that career job path is for us, and then seeking out ways in that career path, that career field, that business to live abundantly and gain as much money as honest as possible, because we don't do anything that's not in God's alignment, right? I will never tell anybody to get money by any means necessary. That's not what I stand for. I don't believe in that, because I believe if you're doing the right thing, you're living in God's purpose for you, right? Sometimes even, you know, you could be figuring it out. And you're seeking the right strategy, and you have the right strategy, and you have the right money management, right? And you have the right due diligence, and you learn about investing, stocks, crypto, just new things that are coming out in the world, and you're advancing and you're setting your mind for opportunities. It is our due diligence and our duty as human beings and as people, and especially as people of color, to get as wealthy as possible. So in the next few years, there is a prediction, and I'm not an economics person. These are predictions I've been hearing from trusted people that I trust in the financial space, which I feel like everybody should have a few people in the financial space that they watch and listen to on a daily basis. Yes, a daily basis. I'm going to give you guys a few people right now, actually. If you guys are not watching, Wall Street Trapper, I always talk about him. If you guys do not know anything about stocks, he breaks stocks down to a very basic, basic bottom line level. If you guys watch Earn Your Leisure, their podcast is amazing. There's another one I forgot. I'm going to tell you guys in another podcast. Earn Your Leisure is a great one. They talk about financial wealth, building up the Black community, building up just anybody, any community, everybody, people of color, especially though, and how we have to really push our minds forward and gain as much knowledge as possible. The key to getting rich, right? The key to getting rich, before we even dive into this book, what has changed me, which changed my mindset financially, and things have just been happening for me behind the scenes financially, is a mindset shift. Mindset, it doesn't matter. And it always starts with your mind. I always tell you guys, your mind is the most powerful thing you have. It can either push you forward or hold you back. But each and every day, we should be learning something new. We should be gaining knowledge. We should be understanding where we need to put our money, how to manage our money, the whole nine. 19 Keys is a great one. Thank you, such a lady. 19 Keys too. 19 Keys is a great podcast. He wasn't the one I was thinking about, but 19 Keys as well. He definitely talks about the black space and what we need to do financially, then things coming up and all of that. So thank you for that, such a lady. 19 Keys is a great man to be listening to as well. And there's so many people in this financial space that we should be watching at least one video. Y'all can watch me, right? And I love that. Thank you for showing up. I appreciate it. Show up to the morning motivation every morning for your daily dose. But while you're driving, replace your music with a podcast, not just a podcast, like a real financial video. I like visuals, so I listen to them on YouTube as well. But replace your music with either a podcast or financial video. Replace your streaming, just your y'all's regular vlog watching, you know, because we watch a lot of entertainment. We scroll on our phones for a lot of entertainment. We like to escape. Replace one of those videos for a financial video or a video about stock, even if you don't know the person. But make sure that you do a little research, make sure they're creditable, make sure that they're not trying to sell you on nothing is sensationalized when it comes to money. Don't listen to none of the sensational, oh, you can get rich quick and all of this. No. Actually, even Stormy Wellington, I love listening to her when she talks about money and how to money manage and how to flip your money and how to be a hustler with your money. Because a lot of us, because we're in 9-to-5s, have lost our hustle muscle. Remember, we talked about that a couple podcasts or a couple live streams ago about really how to get our money and make it work for us and flip it on the surface level. But then there is a lot of things that we need to do on the mental level. Everybody, I need you to understand, it is your due diligence for your life, your family, to seek out money and to get rich as possible. Everybody needs to get rich as possible and be comfortable and say it with me. Say, I need to get as rich as possible. I'm going to get as rich as possible. I need you all to really put that into your subconscious. And some of y'all is very uncomfortable. Some of you guys is very, very, very uncomfortable to even think about being rich, being wealthy. What does that mean? I've never had money. Nobody in my family's ever had money. Everybody's broke. None of my friends got money. And if that's a problem. Let me say it this like this. I like Stormy too. that's a problem. We have to really pay attention to our social circles. I tell you guys this all the time. Our network is our net worth. And I'm not one to tell you to leave your friends in the dust, leave your family. No. Those are your friends and your family for a reason. However, you need to expand that circle and get around people that are more knowledgeable than you, that have more money than you, that have more than you, even me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm constantly seeking and constantly having different conversations. I no longer, I don't really sit and watch stuff for leisure as much as I used to. Like, sometimes, you know, to take a break, because we're all human, we all need a little break. But more than ever, you guys, I've been sharpening my mind, sharpening my tools, learning about money, learning about stocks, learning about crypto. And I really, really, really need you guys. Good morning, Sherelle, on your own time. Thank you, Ms. Debbie, to get as rich as possible by informing yourselves. It doesn't matter about the money in your account right now. Don't matter about your money. Don't matter about the bills. Don't matter about the bills that's late. Don't worry about your credit. Don't worry about where you are right now, because everything can change. Everything does change. Life changes, right? So don't worry about where you are right now. Fix today. Today is April 18th. We just left Resurrection Sunday. Most of us are Christian based. Jesus died for our sins again. You know what I mean? So it's time to go get that money. We're in spring. A lot of y'all, it's tax day in America today. So your taxes should be out the way, because we handle our business right and on time, right? Taxes should be out the way. Now it's time for you to focus on your money. Where is your money going? What are you doing to get more money? What are you doing outside of your 9-to-5 and your business or your side hustle or whatever to earn more money? I've been reading Everybody Should Be a Millionaire by Rachel. Hold on, y'all. My audible. Oh, this book is powerful too. We're going to go through this book, but I don't know when it'll be because I don't have a physical copy. Because I need a physical copy to like read to y'all and show y'all. But this woman right here, this book I posted on my profile. We should all be millionaires by Rachel Rogers. Every woman needs to read that book. This book right here. We all should be millionaires by Rachel Rogers. If y'all listen to this book or read this book. If you are a mom, you need to listen to this book. There's a lot of things I say that she says, but I'm not a mom. So, you know, some people don't want to listen to me. That's okay. That's all right. Cause I'm probably going, you know, we'll figure that out when I'm a mother. But Rachel Rogers, every woman, every mom needs to read this book or listen to this book. This book about money is powerful. These books that I'm sharing, that I'm going to share with you guys is powerful. Thank you, Being Meech. And some of y'all are already on. It is our due diligence, our duty as people for our families, women, men out here listening, because I got a couple of my brothers that watch Morning Motivation every morning. It is our duty to be rich, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason being is because you can't help nobody when you broke. So many of our financial situations can be solved with money. When people pass away in our families, you know, that's why we talked about, that's why I talk about life insurance. That's why I talk about making sure that we have plans in place with wills and all of those things. But so many things can be fixed in our community if we have some money to throw at it. No lie. A lot of us, a lot of our communities are living in poverty, are mentally stuck in a certain time and place. And so money would change a lot. Y'all, the co-host is here. You want to come up here? Come on, Zara. Come on, baby. Money would change a lot. So let's dive into the book, right? And I want to say this too, before we get in this book, because the title of this chapter, we have the right to be rich. If you think that riches are only for a certain person of color, certain color of people, you're wrong. If you think that rich is only for the famous, you are wrong. Everybody can be rich. You can be rich with your 9-to-5. You can be rich with your career. Because a lot of y'all, they say, hi, Zara. A lot of y'all have great careers. I asked some of y'all, what do y'all do? You know, I was curious because you don't know. Stop, Zara. I know a lot of people that do a lot of the same things. So I was just like, hey, I'm curious. What do you guys do? A lot of y'all have some great careers. And all it's going to take is just managing our money a little bit better, investing in the right companies and the right stock properly, and knowing what we need to do. But there's going to be a significant shift in the economy, the U.S. economy especially. And a lot of it's still up in the air because we don't know what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. And that impacts everything globally. But it's predicted that there's going to be another economic recession. Don't be fearful. We just know what to do. We just prepare. You understand? And I want to say this. And just because the news will sensationalize that people don't have money, people always have money. During the Great Depression, there was a chunk of people who did not have a lot of money, but there were still people that made money. Speakeasies, colleges, business people. Madam C.J. Walker built a multi-million dollar business in the midst of the Great Depression. So don't ever think that no matter what's going on, good morning, that what's going on in the world, that there's not an opportunity to make money, right? When the stock market goes down, that means the stock is on sale. That means that you, if you got some money, you put your money on the stocks that you know, the companies you believe in, and that's a whole different topic. And the more I learn, I'm definitely going to share with y'all. Actually, let's dive into it right now. I don't like making y'all wait. And I know I keep putting off the book, but I think this is important to talk about. When you guys are investing in stock or researching stocks and researching companies, actually, let's go back a little bit. So a stock is a share, right? You could get a share of a company, meaning you are part owner of a company. That's what that share means. You are a shareholder. That means you can sit in on meetings. I own a piece of Tesla stock, and they had a meeting that I could have attended and I missed it. I'm mad I missed it. But you can attend meetings to figure out what's going on inside the company. You are now an investor. You are now have rights to know what's going on in the company, right? But before you buy a stock, before you say, I want to put my money here, or you listen to this person online and you listen to this person, or you see a company that you want to invest in, there's a few things that you need to know about that company. You need to know where it's going, where it's been, who runs the company, and how they treat their employees.
right? So you need to do a lot of research on a company before you put your money into them, because you're going to be a partner to that company. You're going to be part owner of that company, even if your stock is a little piece of a stock, right? So you need to know, you know, how is the CEO doing? What's their past like? You just need to do a lot of research on the company before you put your money in there. And then when you put your money in it, you want to know if you're going to hold. I like long-term investing. I look at companies to do long-term things, because I'm looking for, this is what my goal is. And you guys have to have your, make sure you know what your goals are, right? Before with stock and stuff, because we always talk about investing. So I'm going to dive into this before we get into the book. I look at stocks for long-term. We don't know where the American economy is going to go, but even through the depression and the stock market crash in 08 and things that have happened to the stock market in the 80s, so far it has never went anywhere. It never just totally flat out. So that means in history, from looking at history, it still was around even when things were horrible. Well, what society would say was horrible, right? But there's opportunity and stuff like this. So let me go back. So I look at things for long-term purposes, right? So think about if we would have had the notion or the know-how to invest in Apple, Microsoft, Tesla, Bitcoin back in the early 2000s when they all started, right? Instagram, Twitter. What if we would have had the know-how and the knowledge to get into these companies back 20 years ago? Because imagine, we think that 30, 20 years ago sounds long. That was back in the 90s. So we were kids, but think about how quick that time period passed, right? So imagine if we got into a company now and we invested in a company now, and 20 years down the road, we got a nice chunk of nest egg. We got some money sitting there waiting for us. So now when our retirement comes, or something happens in the family, or we just want to cash out long term, you know? So imagine if we would have put $1,000 into Apple or $100 into Apple years ago, Amazon years ago, just $100, man, be sitting on a nice little piece of change. You feel me? So that's how I think about stock. That's how I think about investing. I think for the long term, because right now, because when you spend money on stocks, you're not spending your hard earned cash. You're not putting all your savings into stock. You're not depleting your 401ks and all of that and dumping them into the stock market, even though a 401k does work with the stock market. But we're taking our fun money. We're taking the money that you were going to spend at the club. We're taking the money that you were going to spend on vacation. We're going to take the money that you were going to, the $50 here, the $100 here, the $25 here. Instead of me going out and getting this burger for lunch, or this Starbucks for lunch, you know, I'm going to take that $5 and save it for my stock money. I'm going to take, I was going to spend $20 on that bag that I really don't need, because, you know, it's a crappy bag anyway. It's going to deplete anyway. So I was going to take that Target money and I'm going to put that in my stocks. I'm not going to just roll around Walmart and get $100 worth of stuff that I didn't think that I didn't plan for. I'm going to put that $100, I'm going to put them in the stock market. That's what that money is for, right? So we're never depleting our real money. You know, the money that, you know, we pay our bills with, that we that we have in our savings and our emergency accounts and things like that. That stock money is the money that we were going to spend anyway because we had extra cash. All right. So never think that you're going to miss the boat or that you got to run out and do too much, but pay attention. And when you see an opportunity, after you've done your own research, after you've researched the company, you've researched the CEO, you know where the company's going, you know what's ahead of you, then you go ahead and do some research and also know what's going on in the world and the market, because everything affects everything. And you also don't want to jump on bandwagons of, oh, this is the hot thing, or I can flip your money and all. No. There's no such thing as a quick flip. There's not when it comes to real investing. Not when it comes like all that. Some people are getting into Forex, and Forex is true, but the way that people were doing it was not the way it works. Unless you're a day trader. I'm not a day trader. I don't watch the market like that. So you have to know your lane, you have to know your expertise, and you have to do your own research and know how things work, right? So no matter what I say, any other thing, you have to do your own research and learn the skills yourself. And anytime you don't, somebody says a word that you don't know, you need to Google it. Don't be in, we ain't got time to be in ignorant land, y'all. We're grown, right? So if somebody says something, like I was watching this guy last night, because me and my honey are, I'm doing research on this company called Lucid. You guys go research it. Go research Lucid. And then when I put some stock in it and I see what it's going to do, it's going to dip a little bit before it goes, but it's long term. But we were doing some research into the company, and this guy was talking about how he was, let me see if I can even find the term. He had said a term that I had never heard before. He talked about shorting with stocks. I never heard of a short stock or whatever he was talking about. So I Googled it, and now I know what that means. And it's real easy to Google and get information. So anytime you're around or you're listening to these videos or you're watching these people online inform you and tell you about stocks and crypto and all of those things, you need to be doing research on your own. Don't take anybody's word for it, because you need to understand how it works. You can't jump on the bandwagon and, you know, because they like to sensationalize. And if it's sensationalized, meaning the general public all knows about it, then that means something's up. Then that means, because Elon Musk, I don't trust that man. He be doing too much in the media. And he's wealthy, but he's very sensationalized. So like he with the whole Dogecoin thing last year, that was, you know, so sometimes you got to watch that too, because they know that they have so much influence. If they speak on something, everybody's going to rush and go get it, right? And then what they do is they play in the background and either bid against it, or they let the stock spike up. They take their money out. That's a whole stock conversation. But be careful with sensationalized media around certain stocks, around certain companies. Do your own research. But let's dive into the book. Sorry, y'all. I love talking about money. And these are, before we get into the book again, these are the conversations I need you guys to start having with your friends, your family, your loved ones, everybody. Like, I don't really like too much, like, gossip. Like, I'll catch up with somebody like, oh, hey, how's so-and-so doing? I remember this. I don't talk about gossip. If it don't make money, it don't make sense. If you ain't talking about the bag, I cover my ears. I don't care, because we don't got time for that. We don't got time to be worrying about who done cheated on what. I was so irritated with that Will Smith and Chris. Who cares? Y'all, we got to get this bread. We got to get this money for our families. We got to live a better, abundant life. We got to live the life that God has for us. And all of that is tied to our money. He wants us to be wealthy. He wants us to be rich, but we got to do the work. The money is there, y'all. We live in people have billions and billions and billions of dollars. It's money out there. We just got to figure out a way to take it from this sector and get it into ours. That's it. It's that simple. Now, the strategy on how you do that is going to be different for everybody, right? The strategy on how I do it is going to be different. The strategy on how this person is going to do it is going to be different, and vice versa. But these are the conversations that we have. The rich get richer because they continue to have conversations amongst each other. And the only way that we can advance and elevate, we got to start changing our conversations. We got to start talking about money. We got to say, hey, y'all, do y'all invest in stocks? Hey, look at this stock that I found. Look at this company that I'm about to invest in. Those are the kind of conversations I have. Hey, what kind of crypto do you have? Do you know about cryptocurrency? Start talking to each other. Start informing each other. Start changing your conversation. Wealthy conversations. That's what the wealthy do. They don't sit around and talk about Beyonce and talk about who done cheated on who. They don't care, because they don't got time, because they're out there trying to make money. They're trying to get as rich as possible. And it's not greed, because when you're more wealthy, when you're richer, you can help more. You can donate more. You can be more abundant to be like, hey, that's no problem. Oh, you need to go to school? Don't worry about it. I can write you a check for that. That's the type of life that we want to live. At least I do. I can't speak for everybody else. I want my life to be so abundant and so full that my children can come to me and be like, hey, mommy, I think I want to go to Harvard. And I'm like, cool. What's what? I'm not telling my kids, oh, we can't afford it. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, we can't do that. I absolutely not. All my kids got to do is they got to do the work to get there, because we got it covered. So what you going to do? They got to do their part. You know what I mean? So that's the type of energy I want. Or people call me up. I don't want my family to have to do GoFundMes when people pass away, or we fighting over money when Papa die and everybody trying to fight over the house. No, I don't even want to worry about that house, because that's just going to go into the family or whatever the case may be. Our mindsets have to change around money. And we can do it. We can be more abundant. We can be more wealthy. We just got to change our conversations. We got to start being careful what we watch and doing more research and learning and reading as much as possible. Once I learned gossiping was a sin, I limited who I talked to about things and what I allow my ears to hear. Yeah. And then the thing, and I think the reason why I think gossip is a sin, because it does nothing for nobody. It doesn't make you richer. It doesn't help that person we're talking about. It actually gives them more blessings. So the Bible says, you know what I mean? It doesn't do anything. It's meaningless. It's meaningless chit chat. And we're all guilty of it. I'm guilty of gossip. You know what I mean? We all do it, dabble here and there. But what's the point? There's no point. We got to stop. For what? So I love that you said that. But yes, it is a sin. And I think that that's why. Because there's absolutely no reason for it. It doesn't make us richer. It doesn't do anything. Bye, love. Have a great day. Ms. Debbie says, question, how in the world did you muster up the courage to walk away from corporate America and focus on your business investing full time? Understanding that it was going to be a process and understanding that sometimes you just got to go through the ups and downs in the journey of life. And I'm actually writing something and getting something for y'all about it. And understanding that hard times and situations are temporary. It's all temporary. Everything we go through in life is temporary. So say if you go through a season where you just don't got as much money as you used to, it's temporary. Say, you know, we talked about this on the other morning motivation when I was asked about like, how did my credit go bad or what did I do when my credit went bad? It wasn't because I was frivolous with my credit. It was because I just didn't have a job, but I knew that that was temporary. I knew that, okay, if my credit goes down here, you know, it sucks. Nobody wants to see their credit go down because they missed the payment or whatever. But I knew that was temporary. And God, as long as I kept doing what I was supposed to do, as long as I kept, you know, tithing when I did and being faithful and kept doing the work and kept pushing forward, everything was temporary. And there was times where I went back to work when I needed to, you know, and I do have a partner now, thank God, that, you know, we balance each other out in that aspect. But you got to know that everything that we go through is temporary. And I have so much faith in myself. I have so much faith in what God has placed me here for. And I have so much faith what I'm here to do for others. Right. And I don't ever tell anybody to quit their job unless you have a plan, unless, you know, because everybody doesn't have the fortitude to go through it because it can be depressing. I've been through times where, you know, because the money wasn't there, I freaked out or whatever. But after you go through that a few times, and it always works out, your faith just becomes stronger. And you'd be like, you know what? It's always going to work out. I'm going to be all right. And as long as I keep armoring myself with knowledge, as long as I keep walking and keep doing what I'm supposed to do, I'll always be okay. So that's kind of how I mustered everything that I have to walk away. And I was never in corporate America. I was always in the military. Kind of the same thing, but a little different. So that's probably the difference too. I couldn't work in corporate America. It's very different personally, but that's how I could walk away from a full-time job. It just, and I will say this too, Miss Debbie, when your job messes with your mental health, I don't care how much money you're making, your health is way more important. My mental health is way more important than holding on to that check. It was a nice check too. It was a nice check too. Good morning, Percy. Thank you for the super chat. They're always appreciated, you guys. Super chats help me. Super chats help this channel. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you, Percy. Thank you so much. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Percy. I'm glad we are on money today. I have bought some stocks and I had some crypto, but I had to educate myself on these things because no one taught me. And I realized I'm responsible for my own success. Yes, I'm glad you said that, Percy. And I'm so proud of you for doing that. And thank you for the super chat. But yes, y'all, we got to let go of what we weren't taught. We got to let that go. We were taught, we could teach ourselves. So don't be like, oh, my mom didn't teach me. School didn't teach me. They did what they knew. Well, your mom and dad did what they knew. They probably didn't know. So let's get over that next. Right. And schools, they don't want you. Schools are ran by America. They don't want you to know these things because they want people to be workers. It benefits them. It benefits the majority of America to keep everybody as workers. That's just the nature of the beast. And some people will never have a mindset of wealth. Some people will all, and if you want to work, that is fine. Whatever aligns with you, because there are people who that we need to do exactly what they're doing. We need lawyers, we need doctors, we need nurses, we need the people that are doing the 9 to 5. So don't ever feel like a 9 to 5 is beneath any. No. We need people like that. But at the same time, while you're doing that job that you feel God has called you to do, because you got to be in alignment to be happy. Now don't do it if you ain't happy. You got to figure that out. Got something coming for y'all. We got to figure that out. But what I will say, you can still get rich. You can still be wealthy with a 9 to 5. You look at most of the millionaires in the world. Some of them, there's a big sector that have 9 to 5 jobs. They just know how to manage their money and what to invest in. And investing is a big part of it, because saving ain't going to get it. Your 401k ain't going to make you wealthy. I'm not telling you not to invest in it. Everybody should have a Roth IRA, in my personal opinion, but that is not going to be well. That's going to give you a nice cushion, a little money. But by the time we get to retirement age, I want to hit retirement about 50. I want to be able to retire with millions of dollars in my bank account comfortably at 50 years old, but I'm still going to be working, because most people who love what they do continue to work until they're about 80, 90 years old. So I'm probably going to continue to work. But I want to be able to retire with millions in the account, comfortably doing whatever I want to doing the work that I want to do by 50 years old. And I can do it because I'm 33. So that's a 20, almost less than 20 year plan. I can make that happen, especially with today's, what we got and everything that was tangible today. So it's all about mindset. It's all about what we're going to do and what we can do for each other. Good morning. I'm currently in college and I'm so happy. I heard this now, as I'm supposed to be hearing this in 5 years. I'm happy, Beck. So, Beck, this is what you do. So while you're in college, right, make sure you are doing a career that you will absolutely, that you feel that you are going to love 10 years down the road. Make sure you're in a degree program that you're going to love 10 years down the road. I did marketing, still love advertising, still love all of that stuff. But I'm flexible on how I get there. But I'm so happy you're here. Good morning. She Amber says, yes, when your job messes with your mental health, it is time to go. Yes. When you are depressed, I already talked to y'all about my depression story, but today ain't the day to dive into that. So we ain't. But if your job depresses you, causes you mental health issues, it's time to get another one. It's time to go. Not telling you to quit, because I can't be responsible for y'all's bills. And see, when I get there, I will be. But you know what I mean? but I want you guys to be as mentally healthy as possible, because that's the only way that we can do everything else, right? If we're not mentally clear up here, if we're not mentally stable up here, nothing else will matter. Money won't matter. Love won't matter. It just, nothing will work. So we got to get mentally strong, mentally clear. And that takes therapy, that takes work, that takes reading, that takes constant every single day, maximizing and mastering our minds and our brains. Thank you. So, all right, let's get into the book. So the right to be rich, this we are reading again, for those of you who just joined, The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace. Okay. So the right to be rich, whatever may be said in praise of poverty, the fact remains that it is not possible to live really complete or a successful life unless one is rich. No man can rise to his greatest possible height in talent or soul development unless he has plenty of money. Plenty of money. For to unfold the soul and to develop talent, he must have many things to use, and he cannot have these things unless he has money to buy them. Think about all the things that they think. If you wanted to be a painter, if your job and mission in life was to be a painter and you couldn't buy paint supplies because you ain't had no money, or you want to be a mother so bad or a family person so bad, or you want to get married so bad, but you don't have the money to take care of your family. You don't have the money for the baby. So now your dreams are delayed. That's why it's important for us to get to the bag and get to the money and attract money. And go after the money and seek money and figure out ways to keep our money, because money holds us back. Not having money and the poverty and lack of money holds us back from doing so much. Some of y'all got dreams to be YouTubers, but we don't have laptops to edit your videos on. Or some of y'all have dreams to go travel around the world, but we don't have the money to travel. We don't have money to buy the tickets. We don't have money to stay in the rest, the hotels. We don't have, some of us want to go to nice fancy restaurants or go to Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Hermes, and all of these nice places and buy their items that have been on their vision boards for years. But the only thing that's stopping them is money. Some of y'all want to go back to school. Only thing that's stopping you is money. Some of y'all want to start that business and want to quit that job. But all we're missing is money. So to unfold the soul and to develop talent, he must have many things to use. And he cannot have these things unless he has money to buy them with. Okay? A man develops in mind, soul, and body by making use of things, and society is so organized that man must have money in order to become the professor of things. Therefore, the basis of all advancement for man, must be the science of getting rich. Did y'all hear that? A man develops in mind, soul, and body by making use of things, and society is so organized that man must have money in order to become the professor of things. Oh, excuse me, the possessor. I was like, professor. The possessor of things. Therefore, the bias of all advancement for man must be the science of getting rich. So we have to get rich because our society is set up so that we have to be rich in order to live abundant lifestyle. And everybody can do it. Everybody can do it. There's so much money out here. Everybody can do it. Good morning, Authenticating Beauty. Good morning. Hopped on late. What's the name of the book? So the book that we are reading today is The Science of Getting Rich, right here. And next, we're going to read The Science of a Millionaire Mind or something like that. Stay tuned. The objective of life and development is everything that lives has an ability, an able right, and all the development is capable of attaining. In this book, I shall not speak of riches in a figurative way. To be really rich does not mean to be satisfied or contented with little. So it's one thing to be grateful to God, right? We have to show gratitude for all the little things that we have, but we cannot be content with little, right? If we got just enough to pay our bills, thank God we got that, right? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, God, for blessing me with the money, blessing me with the job, blessing me with what we got. But that can't be enough. That's not enough. Because we should be abundant. Our cup runneth over. In our God's house, he has many mansions. And our God has much money. He's abundant. So we can't be satisfied just with a little. We can't be satisfied with just the little sugar on top. Good morning, Kim. No problem, Authenticating Beauty. So it says, in this book, I shall not speak of riches in a figurative way. To be really rich does not mean to be satisfied or contented with little. No man ought to be satisfied with a little if he is capable of using and enjoying more. So let me just say this. If you have a job, right, and your job just, you got money, you know, you got money to go out a little here and there. You got money to get a little bit at Target. You got a little bit, but you fantasize and you dream and you go on social media and you see all these things that you want to do, but you can't because you don't have money. That means you want more. That means you are capable of more. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just that innate desire and that burning desire. Good morning. To go after more. That's all you got to do. Just go after more. Go after more. It says the purpose of nature is the advancement of an unfoldment of life, and every man should have all that can contribute to the power of elegance, beauty, and riches of life. To be content with less is sinful, according to this book. It says, we cannot help wanting to be all that we can be. Success in life is becoming what we want to be. You can become what you want to be only by making use of things. And you can have the free use of things only as you become rich enough to buy them. To understand the science of getting rich is therefore the most essential of all knowledge. There is nothing wrong with wanting to get rich. The desire for riches is really the desire for a richer, fuller, and more abundant life. And the desire is praiseworthy. The man who does not desire to live a more abundant, The man who does not desire to live more abundantly is abnormal. So the man who does not desire to have money enough to buy all that he wants is abnormal. Everybody has a desire. Everybody desires things. Some people can curb that desire. But what do you want? What do you think this place in your heart? Is it place in your heart to be rich? Put in the comments. I'm getting rich. Put in the comments because we're going to do this, right? There are three motives for which we live. We live for the body, we live for the mind, and we live for the soul. No one of these is better or holier than the other. So hear that, y'all. There are three motives in which we live: for the mind, for the body, and for our souls. No one of these is better or holier than others. Like some people, like if we're filled up, sanctified, holified, but we broke, we wrong. If we're only living in our minds and we don't, you know, take care of our bodies and our spirits, we're wrong. If we only live in our body and only worry about the body and get all this surgery, but our minds and our spirit is messed up, we're wrong. We have to live within the mind, body, and soul. None of them are better or holier than the other. All are alike desirable, and no one of the three, body, mind, or soul can live fully if either or the others is cut short of the full life of life. Let me read this whole sentence again. My bad, y'all. No one of these is better or holier than the other. All are alike desirable, and no one of the three, body, mind, or soul, can live fully if either of the others is cut short of full life of expression. So it's saying they all have to be full. Your mind, body, and soul all have to be full. They all have to be full. And I don't see nobody saying they want to get rich. I don't see nobody in the comments saying, I'm going to be rich. You guys have to believe it in yourself. And if you're not ready for that, it's cool. But when you get off this topic, you really need to have a conversation with yourself and ask yourself, what kind of life do you want? And know it's possible. But you first have to believe it. I can't tell y'all. I know what I'm about to do. I know what's already going on. I know what I'm already working on. But I want y'all to get this same type of energy. I want y'all to be so pumped about y'all's money. I want y'all to be so pumped about how y'all gonna go out and get the bag every day. I want y'all to be so pumped on, I got my 9-to-5, I'm handling my 9-to-5 money, I'm saving, I'm investing, I'm doing this, boom, I found a new stock today. Hey, Britt, hey, cousin Larry, hey, dad, hey, mom, hey, sister, when y'all get in y'all social circles and y'all sit down, y'all need to be talking about investments, stocks, crypto, and all of that. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. I'm going to be rich. So if y'all see my vlog, let me know in the comments if y'all watch my vlog. When we were out partying, y'all, we were talking about money. I didn't show that part because my camera was up. We were talking about money. We were talking about healing in the club. We were having million-dollar conversations in the club. I don't go out and just do drinks and just do stuff for nothing. I'm sorry. I know people don't like the city girls. Ain't talking about the bag, I cover my ears. If you talking about somebody else, I do not care. If you are talking about, you know, unless you telling me how they got it, I don't care. You feel me? So I'm going to be rich. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. And we're all rich and abundant already, right? So thank God for that. But I want more. And ain't nothing wrong with that, because I'm not a greedy person. I know my life is aligned right. I know I got God in me. So I know when the money hit like it's going to hit, God's going to be proud of me because he knows I'm going to do right by it. He knows I'm not going to turn into no evil person. I'm not going to be braggadocious or anything. If more than anything, I'm going to be more giving, more abundant, more helpful than anything. So don't be scared of that. Don't feel like, well, when I get money, God is not going. No, 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 no. He knows your heart. Everybody on my morning motivators, y'all are good people. Ain't no way y'all come here every day and y'all trash people. Absolutely not. Y'all are good people. Y'all deserve the money. Y'all, I want the money. I want all the monies to go into y'all's hands because y'all are going to do right by it. Y'all are going to go into the world and seed and sow and reap the good. Y'all are going to go into the churches, the right churches, and give. Y'all are going to go help the children. Y'all are going to go help. Y'all are going to help your families. I want y'all to be rich. I want y'all to have the money. I want all of us to be rich and have the monies because we're going to do right by the money. We're going to save, we're going to invest, we're going to be wealthy, we're going to pass down the information to the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. So you have the right to be rich because you're a great person and you're going to do right by the money. Boom. And when God knows in your heart, mind, body, and soul, that's who he wants to give it to. But because we're so scared or we have poverty mind or lack mindsets, we let the evil folks get it. We let the nasty folks get it that are wasting and spending their money on the nastiness and the pervertedness and all of that because we too timid. They not timid. They going out there to get the money. So we need to have the money so we could do more good in the world because it doesn't make sense for us to just take care of our homes. That's not enough. It's not enough for me to just be like, well, I'm good. So, you know, forget the morning motivators. No. No. Absolutely not. I need all of my friends to be rich because when all of my friends be rich, this person, this family is going to go do this. This family is going to go do this. This family is going to go do this. This family, y'all are going to be landlords when you have money. You're going to provide homes and housing and food to people. That's wealth. You guys are going to open businesses that are going to serve people. That are going to give the needs to the world. People, some of y'all are going to be in the medical space because you're a rich doctor. You're going to put more money on your education. You guys are going to deliver healthy babies and heal people. Some of y'all are lawyers. And because y'all got more money, y'all going to be the baddest lawyers in the game. And then you guys have enough money that you could do pro bono work and help people that are less fortunate. That's why y'all got to be rich. That's why we are going to be rich. I'm going to be rich. Absolutely. Get out of the mindset that God just is only, he just only wants me to have a little for me. He only wants me to. No, he waiting on us. I'm pretty sure he up there like, my people, why we sleep? Why my people sleep? We deserve the money, but we got to go get it because the evil people going to get it. So we got to get it. Money ain't evil. It's the people that got it as evil. So we got to make sure that the money is on all the good people's hands so that we can do more good in the world and prosper and be abundant and live abundant lives so we can inspire, so we can motivate, so we can get more people on board. That's why we have to be rich. That's why we want the monies. Not so we can feel like we better. No, we know that. We good people. We ain't doing that. We gonna go help. We're gonna go give. We're going to be abundant so we can live full lives. So we have so much energy, so much, our cups are running over. We can just shoot. Y'all need a new building at y'all school? Cool. Write a check. Now you got the Miss Debbie building. Now you got the Kim building. Now you got the turquoise building. Now you got the treasure building at your college, at your alma mater, or at this school, or at this school. Oh, baby, you can't go to school. You got straight A's, but you can't, your mama ain't got it. Don't worry. I got you. Tuition paid. Now that baby got a full paid education and they can go to school carefree and do what they got to do because they're not worried about how they got to pay mama at home or they got to focus about this, that, and the third. That's why we got to have money. That's why it's important for us to get rich. That's why we got to get to the bag. So everybody on here today, once you leave, that's why you need to have that money plan. You need to have a conversation with yourself. What am I doing to keep myself away from the money? What are my habits doing to keep me away from my money? Where is the money? Go get the money. I got that from Stormy Wellington. Where is my money? Go get that money. What business do I need to open? What can I do in my career right now? If you have a 9-to-5 and you got skills, how can you use those skills and make you some more money? How can you use something that you already have to make some more money? And I'll have some opportunities coming for y'all, but I don't want to sell y'all nothing. I'm not selling y'all nothing. I just want y'all to get this. I want you guys to get it, that you can do it. You can do it. You can be rich. I'm already on my way. I already seen it working in my life. So I'm only telling y'all what's what because I've been doing it, right? I need y'all to have a rich mindset. It is okay. Let yourself say, it is okay. I'm going to be rich. I'm rich. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be wealthy. You know, all of these things that we've seen is not just for them. God just don't bless people differently. It's their mindset. Let's get back to the book. All right, so man cannot live fully in his body without good food, comfortable clothes, warm shelter, without the freedom of excess tool, rest and recreation is also necessary for his physical life. He cannot live fully in the mind without books and time to study, with them without opportunity of travel and observation, or without intellectual compensation. To live fully in the mind, he must have an intellectual recreations and must surround himself with all the objects of the heart and the beauty he is capable of using and appreciating. To fully live in the soul, a man must have love, and love is denied an expression by poverty. Y'all, men cannot have women without money. Women, we can't have babies without money. We need the money. Show me the money. It is okay. Let yourself be prosperous. Let yourself have a game plan to make your money. My morning motivators who are in my group coaching, we have a whole pillar. I have a 5-pillar coaching course that my first group, we got, it's open in May 9th. So save your monies if you guys want to be in the group coaching, because they got in on the deal. May 5th. Is open. The new session is going to be open for the new course because they're going to be complete. But my morning motivators who are in that course, that 5-pillar course, we talk about finance. We talk about finance. So get ready, because y'all are going to get those gems and those tools before everybody else. But show me the money, y'all. And I don't even, because y'all got to get this book and we're about to run out of time. So I don't want to, you know, spend too much on this. But the science of getting rich. Show me the money. Y'all, a man's highest happiness is found in the bestowal of benefits of those he loves. Love finds its most natural and spontaneous expression in giving. The man who has nothing to give cannot fill his place as a husband or a father, as a citizen or a man. The man who has nothing to give cannot fulfill his place as a husband or father, as a citizen or a man. It is the use of material things that a man finds full life of his body, develops his mind, and unfolds his soul. This is therefore the supreme importance to him that he should be rich. Not just I, not just cool. Not just we good, rich. R-I-C-H, rich. I love that word. And if you're uncomfortable with rich, money, wealth, y'all need to get out of that. Figure it out. Figure out what's wrong. Who told you y'all can't have money? Whose mama said I ain't got it? Whose mama told me don't ask for nothing? We go in this store. We all heard it growing up, us Black kids. That's why we where we are now mentally. When I get in this store, don't ask for nothing, don't touch nothing, don't do it. Imagine if you didn't have that with your kids. Imagine we didn't have to do that speech. Don't ask for nothing because you ain't getting nothing. What if we ain't have to do that speech to our kids? And we talked about behavior. If you behave, I'll get you something. Instead of just telling because we don't got the money. Instead of saying no because we don't have the money, because it wasn't our behavior. We knew how to act in public. I mean, we needed the don't touch nothing speech, right? Because we're kids, we're curious. We needed that part. But a lot of those conversations, because they didn't have it to give us. They had a strict budget and they needed to get what they had to get and get in and get out. I'm about to wrap up real quick. But what if we could change those conversations with our kids? When we go in the store, if you behave, we'll see if you can get something when we get out. Then it's the behavior. It has nothing to do with the money. It has nothing to do with lack. It has nothing to do with poverty. Think about that. Think of how much more our lives will be at least carefree in one aspect because we're good with money. I'm wealthy. Now I can help. Now I can give back. Now I can, you know, people call you, money ain't a problem. Okay. Grandpa died. All right, cool. How much y'all need? Isn't that a smooth conversation? Versus, oh my God, what are we gonna do? Oh, Barbara Jean got the money and then Hattie Mae doing it, man. Come on now. If we were rich, we'd be like, don't worry about it, I got it. Everybody just grieve. R.I.P. Papa. And we can lay Papa to rest beautifully with a nice headstone, nice casket, nice everything. He could go out in style with his nice fresh suit on, how we want it, versus having to skim back and scale back because he only got a $10,000 policy, or we can't get no tombstones for our people because we don't got no money. You know how embarrassed I am that I got cousins that don't got tombstones? That's embarrassing, bro. That's heartbreaking. I don't even know where my cousin is buried because we ain't got no money to get him dang no headstone. Well, I ain't know about it. Excuse my language. I get mad because I ain't know about it. This is distant family, but one of my favorite cousins. Now I got to figure out where he's buried so I can get my cousin a headstone. That's crazy. Y'all, we got to get rich. We have to get rich. We have to get rich. The poverty is, we got to stop it. We got to stop it because it's only going to grow. The middle class is going to be a farther section between the rich and the poor. And we ain't got time to be poor. We have to be rich because we can't do nothing and help nobody when we're poor. We can't. Whew, I'm sorry. Getting excited. Thank you, Percy, for another super chat. That's what I'm talking about, Percy. Thank you for the gift. Brittany, I'm glad you said that. Yes, when it comes to getting men getting money, women, you women are our greatest motivators. We know money brings honey. Absolutely. And don't feel no way because you won't date a man who ain't got no money. He shouldn't be dating. You have to. We are. Look at what Percy says. We are y'all. There's greatest motivators. So if a man don't got to work to get you, and I'm not talking about be no prostitute, I'm not talking to be no gold digger, I'm not talking about, we know we not that, we good people. No, because he needs to be motivated. He needs to go out there and get it because he has to be rich. What is a man to society, his family, as a father, if he don't got money? There are so many kids suffering right now. Thank you, Percy. There are so many kids suffering, and I'm going to wrap it up real quick. There are so many kids suffering because their fathers don't got money and they keep having children. That don't make no damn sense to me. Sorry for cussing, but it doesn't make sense to me. You already don't got money, sir. Why do you keep procreating? And now all of the stress is on the mothers. All the money has to be on the mothers. Then you got to fight about child support court. Then it's a hard animosity because of who got what. But if we were rich, we ain't got nothing to worry about it. Bye. I know wealthy mothers, they be like, cool, my child good. Bye. Peace. Do what you got to do. We good over here. And it shouldn't be like that. But imagine if the fathers were rich. Imagine if the fathers were rich and the mothers were rich too. Not just one or the other. Both. Both were rich. Man. Then we would just be talking about time and not money and resources. If both parents were rich. Not just one. Not just the father and not just the mother. But both. We have to get rich, y'all. We got to get rich. But thank you guys so much. I hope that this lit a fire under some of y'all to get y'all finances together, to change your mindsets. Go get some monies. Go watch something today. Don't forget, I said, we talked about 19 Keys is a great person to watch on YouTube. Earn Your Leisure is a great person to watch on YouTube. For stocks and crypto, Wall Street Trapper, great for investing. Go watch people that look like you talking about this money, y'all. Stormy Wellington. Y'all need to learn how to flip and be hustlers. Go watch some Stormy. Thank you. Thank you. So we got to change. We got to change, y'all. We got to change. We have the right to be rich. We got to be rich. We have to. It's our due diligence to be rich. Because in a year, we've been watching for y'all's financial situations. We need to change. I don't want y'all to just watch me for a little bit of motivation and that's it. No, I want everybody that watches me. Hey, I watched Brittany. I became wealthier. I watched Brittany. I got my mind right. I watched Brittany and I did this. That's my job. My job is to give y'all the information that I'm doing because we all got to be getting better and being rich. For those of you got to go to work, bye. Have a beautiful and blessed day. I love you. I'm going to stay on for a couple more minutes because I'm lit right now. I'm turned up. Yes, we have to get rich, y'all. We owe it to ourselves. We owe it to ourselves, our family, our kids, everybody. We got to stop just being okay with getting our hair and nails done. Man, and then we can't do that. We got to understand that that's basics. And I understand everybody's in a different spot. I've been there where couldn't afford to do this, couldn't afford to do that. Those days are over. I'm not doing that no more. I can afford anything. We got to get there. Afford anything we want. I can afford anything I want. I need everybody to have that mindset. I can afford anything I want. Where is my money? Got to get to the money. We got to get to the money. I got a money playlist on Spotify. It's public. All the songs on there about money. And when I want to get hyped up to go get my money and figure out where the money is, I play that playlist. Make sure you guys, thank you, Mini Millionaire. Oh, let me tell y'all this. If you guys got kids, they need to watch Mini Millionaire's channel. I told my niece about you, Mini Millionaire. That girl right there, she will be a millionaire by the time she hits her early 20s because she's already on the path. Do you have a get rich plan? Yes. Or a get rich, get by plan. Girl, she's 11. Mini Millionaire is 11. Her channel is, when I watched her, I went to her channel, me, my mom and my grandma subscribed to your channel, Mini Millionaire. That little girl is powerful at 11 years old. We don't got no excuses. This little girl is over there learning about money, all of that stuff. Thank God she has. And see what happens when you got a good dad with a good mind and that is rich. When you got wealthy parents, you make wealthy children. Mini Millionaire is going to be wealthy, y'all, if she's not already. I'm sure her parents are pretty good. And she's on her way. That's what we want to breed. That's what we want to put into the world. That's what we want to do for our children and our generations and our legacies, is breeding younger kids that have that mindset of money and don't have a poverty mindset, and that can go out there and teach other people. This young lady is teaching kids how to be millionaires now. Not waiting until you're 18, not asking your parents. She's giving kids. I was blown away by your channel. Blown away. She's 11. We ain't got no excuses, y'all. No excuses. No excuses. No excuses. She Amber subscribed. No excuses. So if y'all got kids, y'all need to be putting them on to Money. Everybody should go watch Little Mini Millionaire. And if that don't put no fire under your butt to get it together, I don't know what will. Because she's 11. Out there making it happen, started her channel, and there are great videos. Some adults can't do what she's doing. So that's the type of child I'm trying to breed right there. Thank you. And then thank you for being a part of this, and thank you for having enough love in your heart and love in yourself and self-worth to do what you're doing. Keep going. And she has a learning mindset. Oh, her dad did such a good job with this little girl. Y'all got to go check her out. That's the type of child I'm trying to breed. Lord, if you hear me up there, want a little mini millionaire. That's the type of child I'm trying to make and create into this world. But I love you guys. Thank you so much. Oh, yay. See, Patrice got her kids watching Mini Millionaire. I sent sending Mini Millionaire's channel to my niece because she's around the same age. Y'all, we got to get our children all this education. But I love you guys so much. I went over time a little bit. I hope you have a beautiful and blessed day. You guys have the right to be rich. Start studying. Start learning. Start changing your mindset. The science of getting rich. We all deserve to be rich. We all deserve to be wealthy, and we all can. But it takes work. It takes a plan. And it takes going after our goals and doing what we know that God sent us down here to do. All right. Love you guys so much. Have a beautiful day. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful blessed day. And I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.